I have to announce to you that I will never retire.
They think
they got the answers. I change the questions.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Crimson Canvas Podcast. Evan Showman here, joined by my man, Dion Harrison. And over there, we got our boy. Last week, he was Danderlei Silva. This week, he should be... What do you think, Dion?
You can just be Dan Rose today. It's Dan Rose, because I hate you so very, very much.
Dan Adam Rose. How about that?
Yeah, Dan Adam Rose.
Dan Adam Rose.
I like it.
I like it, too.
All right. Well, that's your name today. Dan Adam Rose.
So what's going on, Dan?
Hold on a little bit,
Adam Rose.
Hold on, Tulip.
I am just hanging out here, man, just enjoying another lovely episode of Crimson Canvas with you two fine gentlemen.
You know what we should talk about first and foremost? I'm going to just put this whole thing, the ball in the court of Dion here. Daniel Bryan is retired. That's Dion's favorite wrestler. You cried.
Man, don't tell anybody.
I mean, I just imagine, like, when he's like, my dad was sitting right there, I'm like, oh my
yeah.
God, right? Dion is dying right now.
You have to face up with the biting your lip. Trying to
And I'm just like, oh my God, Dion is just dying. Like,
got real dusty in Dion.
Dion was like petting his dogs harder. Like,
man, that whole segment was so sad. It's a bummer that... But we all saw it coming.
I mean, you obviously didn't see it coming. You wrote an article last week on the Crimson Canvas website that Daniel Bryan should be wrestling again.
He should be, but the fact that they kept him out so long kind of, you know, gave me the indication that it was over, that they were never going to clear him.
You know, Dan, I posted this question to, or posed this question to Dion the other day. Like, I couldn't remember exactly what happened, but they were like, Kurt Angle was like a mess. They're like, you can't wrestle anymore. You're not going to get cleared. So he's like, fuck you guys, and went to TNA and did it. Why wouldn't Daniel Bryan do that? They would love to have him there.
Well, I guess that the difference is Daniel Bryan was under the impression that he was healthy, and he asked the WWE for his release, and they said no, and then it turns out that with his latest visits to the doctor, he's not healthy. He's got a lesion on his brain, and he's been having seizures.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's... I don't think that it's... truly, I don't think it's an option for him anymore. Kind of like when Edge retired, it's... One more bump could be the difference for him, so... I think that if he still felt like he was healthy, and that he was getting the words from the doctors that he was okay, and it was just a matter of the WWE holding him out... I think he would have lived out whatever remaining time he had on his contract and gone to Ring of Honor or TNA or something.
I'm assuming that every week he's going to be traveling with them anyway. There's no way he's staying home while Brie Bella works at the WWE.
Dude, how awesome
you don't think?
Would it be?
What would you have your chick that's that hot on the road with a bunch of muscular oiled guys 5 days a week, 4 days a week? Hell no. You are.
I would let her go. I wouldn't care.
They should make him a GM. He should be
the
GM of Raw.
They will.
Nah, he's not going to... I don't think he's going to take any of those kind of roles.
He'll
become the anti-authority.
Yeah.
Linda McMahon will hire him.
Yeah, something.
Something silly.
I think that we have seen Daniel Bryan in the WWE ring for maybe the last time.
Don't you say that, Dan.
I'm sorry, but I don't think that he likes doing
you
that other stuff.
Watch just your dirty little mouth when you're talking about Daniel Bryan being on TV again. He's going to be on TV for me, Dan. For me.
Well, you can watch Total Divas and see him on that.
Oh, come on.
He's still very, very much on Total Divas every week.
If that's the only way that I get to see Daniel Bryan, I would rather shoot myself.
No, you wouldn't. You'll watch it.
So now for the rest of his life, what do you do? What do you do if you're Daniel Bryan? Teach?
He was on.
I don't honestly know what's next for him or what he has.
Just autographs or.
Yeah.
Probably.
I honestly think that he would be happy, like, living outside of the public eye from here on out. I think that he's probably done pretty well financially. Bree's certainly not hurting for money. I'm under the impression that Bree has some outside business ventures and stuff like that, too. And I think he'll be completely happy to just kind of live his life outside of the public eye.
Maybe he'll do some signings here and we'll go to him. He's from San Diego.
He is.
Does he live in San Diego, though?
I think he's in between San Diego and Phoenix.
He lives down in Arizona.
Arizona?
Mm-hmm. So that's where Bree and them are from, too. Unless they live out there, too.
Did he live in San Diego at some point?
Look at his Twitter says San Diego.
Yes.
Well, he was born in Washington.
I know.
Raised in Washington.
But he lived in Pacific Beach down here.
Yeah.
They show what the when I was first watching Divas. In that first season when I attempted to watch it, they were like, Pacific Beach in San Diego. And I was like, Dion, let's go find that vegan market that they shop at and let's go just sit out front.
We missed out. I missed out.
You missed out.
He was walking around the streets of Seattle yesterday. He and Bree.
By himself?
Walking around.
No, him.
Just he and Bree out seeing the sights. They went to Pike Place, I guess, and I talked to a couple of people who actually saw him, you know, wandering around.
You know the reason why I love Daniel Bryan so much? Because he just loves wrestling. And it is rare that you have, like, when a wrestler just loves it and would do anything for us fans, this makes it even better. And then he was a really great wrestler. You know, it was awesome.
I can't believe when he said he was 5'8", I couldn't believe it.
Short ass.
That is a little man. Yeah. This is 5'8", 190?
Yeah.
Definitely beat the odds to get what he to achieve what he achieved.
How tall is Neville?
Probably around the
like 5'9", I think.
Yeah, they're around the same size. But so Neville is
basically the closest person in height to him is Hornswoggle.
Oh. Ray was short too?
Who?
Ray Mysterio.
True, Ray Mysterio.
He was short, yeah, but 5'8", though, and fighting Brock Lesnar and Sheamus.
Fuck Sheamus, by the way.
Big heart.
Was he even on Raw last week?
No.
Dion hates
I hate Sheamus now, because he's the one. He's the one who ended Daniel Bryan's career, and I'll never forget that. Ever.
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 You'll never see
it
the likes of him.
You, Sheamus.
Well, okay, so that's cool, I guess. So Daniel Bryan's gone, never coming back. Stone Cold's never coming back.
Well, how do we even go on?
This show's over. This is our last episode.
Sorry, everybody.
It is. All the heroes are definitely going away.
So what about Titus O'Neil grabbed Vince McMahon by the arm? I don't understand what I saw, and I don't understand what happened.
I don't know what the hell happened there. He just grabbed him by the arm, like kind of like to say, hey, what's up? And Vinny shoved him, which was, you know, Titus would break him over his knee like a small child.
Get off of me,
and
pal.
Then they suspended him for 90 days.
The whole situation looked awkward from the beginning. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, what Titus did, but you got to be smarter than that, Titus. You can't just be grabbing...
Yeah, you don't just grab a hold of Vince McMahon as he walks
You don't
by.
Do that. You don't grab Vince.
I'll do it. Chub Vince.
Hey, pal.
Whatever, pal.
He's suspended for 90 days.
That's crazy that he suspended him 90 days.
3 months.
3 months.
3 months for grabbing the guy's arm.
And I know he sent a message. Don't grab me, black boy.
Black people. He's racist, isn't he? Isn't he like a known racist?
Fans are saying that. He's racist.
Anything that involves a black dude.
If you're white and you do anything to a black guy right now.
I'll put the Super Bowl show. Ah! What's her name? Beyonce with her own personal agenda and the Black Panther Party. And I'm like, yo, I didn't even realize.
I didn't realize.
And I'm a smart motherfucker, too. And it ended and I was like, that was lame. You know?
Yeah,
I didn't think, like.
Exactly.
I wasn't like, I can't believe the political message. I was like, really? You guys got Coldplay to play? Like. That's who we're interested in now? Coldplay?
I watched about 30 seconds of the halftime show.
Never watched the halftime show.
Bruno Mars is dope. You know, got a lot of energy for a little
16-year-old girl.
Little guy.
He's so little.
He's so small. And all of his backup dancers, I was like, they can't be more than like 5'7", because if they're like a bunch of 6-foot guys and he's 5'2", whatever, can't be.
He's
doing
5'2"?
That. I don't know, man. He's not tall.
I don't think he's that short, but he's not tall. That's
he's not
sure.
tall.
So what do you guys think of, like, do you think that he deserved a 90-day suspension, though?
Who, Titus?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars for being so small.
Bruno Mars deserves to be suspended for being 5'5".
Is he 5'5"?
That's what he's listed as.
Okay,
yeah.
And we know how that goes. Yeah. They added 2 inches to that for sure.
He's probably like 5'3".
So that's like when Evan says he's like 6.5 inches long.
Well, yeah.
That's with 2-inch addition.
Yeah. When I'm soft.
You gotta hit him in his knees.
Gotta hit him in the knees.
Hit me in the knees. That big penis.
You know he fucking smiled a little bit. He's like, yeah, damn right. Sucker.
I mean, it's true, but
say something like that.
It's never That's looked true. Bigger.
So man.
So yeah, I think that it was bullshit that he got a 90-day suspension for grabbing his arm. But you know what? Who knows? Maybe he said something after he got pushed a little bit.
Yeah,
by
yeah. You never know what's happening.
It was a stupid situation to get yourself into.
Yeah, I don't know why Titus did that to begin with.
Well, listen.
I don't know.
First of all, there's only one person hosting the show right now that even likes Titus O'Neil, and that's me.
I don't dislike Titus.
You don't care about Titus. Oh, and look, nobody really cares about Titus O'Neil getting pushed or being a huge star in WWE. If he was gone, people might not even notice.
But he was getting the push. He was getting some wins until Monday.
He lost to Adam Rose.
So you're not getting any kind of push when you're losing to Adam Rose.
You're losing to any one of the social outcasts. Hey, little buddy. Bo Dallas.
Yeah, Evan is the only true fan of Titus.
I like Titus.
I like Titus. He's
a
very
great
vanilla
dude. Off.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him. I like his off. You know, WWE persona.
Off field. I was like, they're
yeah.
off of the court.
All the charitable things he does, and how good a guy he seems to be.
You're so used to that, right?
Yeah.
Off of the basketball court.
Oh.
Titus O'Neil's a very good vet. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
He's out of the ring. Yeah. I mean, they just had like the whole celebration thing for him last week. And then this week, they were just kind of like, nope. Sorry, Titus. You're not grabbing the boss like that, pal.
Damn it.
That's weird. I'd sure like to know what the hell he was thinking.
Play one of those stupid-ass games that they play behind the scenes, you know, like you make the little circle and put it on your leg like this, and you look at it, and they punch you twice, unless you put your finger through the hole, and then...
Yeah, then you get to punch them,
then
right?
You get to punch them, but if they catch your finger, then they punch you.
Maybe I don't know what you're talking about.
You never played that game? Maybe it was a San Diego thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Man, did you hear about CM Punk's having back surgery?
CM Punk, dude.
Is he ever going to fight?
Oh, Dan hates him.
Oh, no.
Pussy, right?
Well, I don't even know that he's a pussy as much as I think that it was just a publicity deal by the UFC.
Well, they made such a big deal out of it the other night, though.
Yeah, but guess what? That was Saturday?
Watch?
And now all of a sudden he's having back surgery?
I don't know.
And he was saying on that Saturday card that he was pushing to be on UFC 200, which is in July, knowing that he was about to have back surgery, I guess.
He went in today, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's like something that's totally invasive where you're like in a body cast, you know?
They said he expects to be out 3 to 5 months.
Damn.
What's it, February? What? April, May, June, July. That's 5 months.
Okay, so he's healthy in 5 months, and then he needs to have an 8-week training camp.
Well, maybe he's healthy in 2, you know, and then he rehabs in 3 and starts his training camp in 4. I mean, I don't know.
He's already said that he's
a radio show. I don't know. I don't have like a medical background.
I'm just saying, it sounds fishy to me. It's like
there's always something wrong with him, though.
He's a 37-year-old dude, 36, 37-year-old man who has a series of injuries, and transitioning into the UFC at that age, you know, it's probably not the best idea.
Well, he has an opponent now, and Dion didn't watch it, but his opponent, Mickey Gall, fought some dude, Mike Jackson, and I didn't realize it, but I guess Mike Jackson's a total can. I had no idea.
Well, he had a 0-0 record. So.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know. I thought, from what I understood, that like they were both legit.
Well, let's put it this way. Mike Jackson lost the fight and then went back out to Press Row to cover the rest of the event.
Yeah.
As a member of the media.
No one's ever done that.
So it's not like, you know, this is a guy that's... I don't think anyone expected him to, you know, come out there and look like George St. Pierre.
I don't know. So CM Punk seemed very happy that he had his he had an opponent finally, and then back surgery today. So I don't know. Whatever. At least I get to see AJ Lee sitting. Every time he's like talks about his wife, I'm like,
damn.
Oh yeah, it's AJ Lee.
You love AJ Lee.
She's fantastic.
She is.
She is. She's even with the little jean shorts. That's cool too.
Oh, I miss her skipping to the ring.
Skipping to the ring, she's acting crazy.
Wrestling used to be cool.
Yeah, but like 3 months ago, it used to be cool. You know what I mean?
Well, you got to figure, man. You're in the middle of like not just losing CM Punk and now Daniel Bryan, but Cena's on the shelf, Orton's on the shelf.
Cesaro's on the shelf.
Cesaro, Jason Kidd.
Tyson Kidd.
Yeah, what did I say?
Jason Kidd.
Yeah, Jason Kidd's on the show.
Yeah, Jason Kidd's on the shelf for the back.
Jason Kidd wasn't exactly the best wrestler. He's a good passer, though.
Did you guys see the second episode of People vs. OJ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What you guys think?
I think that it's, again, one of the most horribly acted
but it's
shows
good, though.
I've ever seen.
But it's like,
but
you
know, the
hard.
Acting is growing on me. The only person that I still find just... it's his fucking eyebrows. If Travolta would lose those eyebrows, he'd be fine. And Schwimmer was better in this episode, in my opinion, than he was in the first episode. But he's still the weak link.
He's always crying. Juice. You know what he is? He's Ross. That's all he is.
Yep.
Who goes to the family's house and announces that he's dead before
OJ's
he knows?
Dead. Now there he is.
OJ's dead.
He's on
Wait
TV.
A minute.
My bad, fellas.
Oh, I guess he's not dead. Rachel.
I know, right?
That's all I've been waiting. Waiting to hear him talk about Rachel afterwards. You're my soulmate. You know, some stupid.
You're my lobster.
You're my lobster. Yeah, you're my penguin. I walked all this way just for one penguin.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's David Schwimmer. You're making him the head Kardashian.
Dude, they keep plugging the Kardashians so hard in this.
Do you see that episode where they're like, the kids are like, Kardashian.
Yeah.
Kardashian. I'm like, what? And then I see on the news today on like Yahoo, Kardashian girls didn't really cheer that. Like,
yeah, you did.
First off, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'd say there's no way they didn't.
God, that shit's so lame. We don't care about them.
And Cuba's just—he's just Cuba. He's not OJ. That's a weird. It's a weird, weird pick to play OJ Simpson. Like him.
I'm fine with him. I think he's doing a good job.
Him crying and OJ and Cuba Gooding has this really feminine, like, when he cries, like he did on Boys in the Hood. You know?
Ricky!
When Ricky died. Somebody help me! You know?
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't... I don't know, dude.
I broke Dion.
Dion, are you struggling?
I broke him.
Damn, that sounded so disrespectful.
What?
Oh, man, you can't make fun of a man crying
like that? It's an effeminate cry he has. It's very like he's choking on his own tears. Like, yeah. You know, Daniel Bryan didn't cry like that. Daniel Bryan cried like a man. My father sat there where that man in the goat mask is sitting right now. I was
Daniel
like,
Bryan is a man.
I was like, Dion's dead right now. Dion is just beside
yeah,
himself.
I saw Dion in like a snot bubble in his nose.
No.
Crying hysterically, just curled up on his couch.
Not like this.
I was like, oh man, Dion having a rough week. We're talking about his girl problems.
God, the universe.
Yeah, by the way, dude, you jumped the shark a little bit on Twitter this week.
The universe is killing me right now.
It was funny. Dan actually texted me. He goes, yo, get control of your boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. As soon as I said, I was like,
did he really?
Talk to him. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Beat your ass, Dan.
I was like, come on, man. You don't do that.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
I know it's tough. We've all been there, but Twitter is no place for your emotions, brother.
Talk to me in private. Don't be like.
Yeah. I even told you. I was like, dude, I'm here. Just hit me up if you need anything. But there's certain things in life, and that's one of them. You don't do that.
Problem.
Well, you know, it's even funnier, Dan. Is like, he's like, look at this shit she sent me. and I'm looking, like,
and then
he sends me first he sent me the screen grab of it. Then he showed me his phone, and I'm looking at the phone, and I accidentally...
No, he did it on purpose. He's like, let's see what Dion
said. Well, I was, like, continuing reading.
Oh, you got his responses?
Yeah.
And then I saw his response after, and I was like,
oh.
I was like, I don't need to fucking see any of this. It was like, you're so beautiful. And I was like, oh. Then I can't. No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dion.
You have to kiss my ass, first of all. Second of all, I do what I want.
Dude.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you, but here's the text, Dion.
Let's hear it. But our listeners.
Oh, my God. Texas boy is home.
Yeah, you say it out loud. You say it out loud. This is what you have to do. Don't be mumbling it with your mumbling ass. Read it out loud.
All right. Texture boy and for public acts of Twitter. Unacceptable. I am. Good man. That is just horrendous. Yeah, it's fucked up.
I'm sorry I had to do that, but
real,
I mean...
Keeping it real wrong.
Keeping it real went way wrong.
Damn, you can't...
Yeah, that was so wrong.
That's why we only dudes can talk like that. If you was a chick, say that to another chick who's going through some shit, they would not be friends anymore.
Oh, my God. Well, we're not. I saw that, and I was like, whoa. I don't know. Dion, man card, revoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that,
man card right now, Dion.
Give it to me.
Here you go.
Yeah. I don't have it anymore. It's in her purse.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
At least I had the common courtesy to not say anything to you about it on Twitter. I went to your buddy. I was like, dude, you gotta nip this in the bud.
Yeah,
why did you
we're all friends.
Him? You texted me to text him.
Well, because you've known him forever. This
that's,
is girlfriend.
That's what it is. You don't think we're that close. Dan, you're my homie now, Dan.
All right. Next time I see you go off on Twitter a little bit like that, I'll text you.
Yeah, that was a one man. Just,
he had a one off.
Yeah, let me have one off. Damn,
dude, I'm feeling it. I know it's
should,
okay.
You should see the text messages though that I send Dion though. They're pretty funny, but because I think we were in the middle of talking about, I think we were talking about Raw, and what is that? Where is it? I'm trying to find it.
The only reason Raw was good on Monday is because of Daniel Bryan thing. They kept showing his old accomplishments, all his wins and big moments. It was awesome.
I agree. That was the best part of it.
I was like, where is this? Dion?
How many? You got so many damn people texting me.
I got so many. No, this is all you.
Oh, shit.
This is all you. But I said something like, tell me you didn't just go on Twitter talking about that girl.
Did you delete the tweet?
Yeah, I deleted the tweet.
Did you?
Tweet and delete.
Good
Everybody's
man.
Doing it.
You're lucky. Hopefully no one screen grabbed it.
Oh,
I wish I would have. What the hell was I thinking? I should have screen grabbed the shit out of that and put it on the website.
Yeah. Dion.
Yeah, calling a man out.
Well, I'm just saying,
the
you
whole
don't do
world
that.
Can
You do it. You wait. You wait till you're on the radio show when more people are listening.
Yeah.
What did the tweet say? I don't remember what the tweet said.
My followers and followers and yours.
It doesn't matter what I said.
It doesn't matter what he said.
Evan, let him say what he said.
You know, today was tough because I missed my ex.
It was something more than that.
No, it wasn't.
It was enough that I immediately stopped what I was doing and texted
her. Today ain't the same without her. Damn, Dan, with a sad face emoji. Okay?
That was what put it over the top, the sad face. Today ain't the same without her.
You kissed my ass, Dan. You wanna do, okay, you got what you wanted, motherfucker.
I'm crying now. You happy? I'm crying. I'm weeping like a little bitch over here. You happy, Dan? Fine.
This is healing for you, Dion. Yes. This is good for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I worked his ass out last night. Now he's like, you know, and now he's single. He's on the prowl. He's like, I want to get big. I want to look like Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, my goal.
You came to the right person. So I worked Dion out last night. He's not even sore yet.
How'd he do?
That's how bad it's going to be for him, is that it's about 24 hours and he hasn't gotten sore.
I got a game tonight.
Which means he's going to be so sore.
Oh, you're going to be wrecked tomorrow.
Oh, dude, I can feel it right here.
You ain't feeling nothing. Seriously.
Yeah, nothing. I'm a beast.
What were you benching?
So, look, real men don't bench.
We were benching. We were doing
dumbbells. First off, we were doing arms.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't bench. Bench is for... Look, we went with another guy and one of our mutual friends, and he doesn't work out the way he should work out. You know, he works out like a young guy works out. Like, I got to do the heaviest weight possible and lose my, you know, lose your form and everything. And that's not how you work out. You know, you isolate muscles and then you work those muscles. And that's, okay. You know, what I'm trying to have Dion do right off the bat is isolate and work his muscles. And, yeah, and it worked because he's not sore. And he will be.
Yeah.
And I said to him, like, it's good. If you sore by tomorrow at, like, 3, good. If you're not sore by tomorrow at 3, it's going to be really bad for you tomorrow night or the next morning.
You just got to keep it going. Keep it going so I won't ever get sore.
You're
going
to get sore. Dude, I get sore. Yeah, I've been doing this forever. I'm starting to feel it here right now.
Are you? Good. That's why that's right. Yeah, right here, too.
Yeah.
But, like... I'm excited to see the next episode of the OJ show.
No, man, right?
They're doing a good job on it.
It's like a fucking car accident, though. It's like you can't look away.
Marcia Clark. I hate her.
I think you're supposed to, but yeah, she's fucking horrible.
Is that the prosecutor?
Yeah, the one with
the curly-haired woman.
Lip mole smoking indoors.
Chain smoking indoors.
She's always smoking. In every FX thing, she's always smoking.
Let me tell you what the funniest shit was, and you know what this was. When Christopher Darden was talking to his neighbors...
And he was framed.
He was like, yeah, well, OJ sold out and became a white guy. Well, he's getting chased by the cops now, so he's a black guy now.
Dude, I couldn't believe it at first. I was watching this episode, and I was like, oh, there's AC. And I was like, dude, is that Theo from The Cosby Show?
Right.
You didn't know that was Theo?
No, not right away. It took me a little
Al
bit.
Al Cowlings.
Does he call himself AC just because OJ's nickname was OJ?
They said that in the show. I don't know.
Yeah, because they made it seem like he was obsessed with OJ.
Yeah.
But yeah, he bought the same car, too.
Yeah, I would never, ever buy the exact same car as my buddy.
You can't do that. But, I thought that was OJ's car. He could have been hitting it. You wouldn't know, though, because he couldn't have babies with him. So they didn't have a Kardashian that they could do a DNA test on 30 years later. Yeah.
True.
Al Cowling was just giving it to him. I wonder what Al Cowling... I think he died.
Did he?
I don't know.
Damn.
But it must be true if I'm saying it.
Well, I'm sure that's probably the case.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you listen to our show. We break news like that.
Breaking news.
Al Cowling's. I think he's still alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
Listen, disappointing and everybody. Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive. Damn it.
Fucked up.
He played for the Bills, the Oilers, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Rams, and the 49ers.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
It's a lot of teams.
Yeah,
to me, says you probably didn't play that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And USC.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe San Francisco, too.
Dion keeps motioning to me that they were together. They were humping.
Dion, you think they were doing the hibbity-dibbity?
Yeah. Cowlings famously told the police, "My name is AC. Do you know who I am? Yeah. God damn it!"
Who, I was like, when I was watching, I was like, "Who the hell do these think they are?" Talking to the cops like
that. I'm Al Cowlings. Yo, I don't know who Al Cowlings is, sir. Could you step out of the car?
You know me.
Yeah, I was like, yeah,
I'm OJ's friend.
John Harrison. You know who I am.
No. Well, I guess, you know, because you're on the news, maybe that's what he was kind of getting at. Like, everybody's talking about me right now. You should know.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Poor guy. Yeah, I feel so bad for Al Cowlings. OJ, get in the car.
Obviously misinformed about the level of his popularity.
Well, that and OJ's love for him.
Since Dion's now made the official claim that they were hibbity-dibbity boys.
I don't know for sure, but that's what it looked like on the TV show.
That's just what it sounds like, you know?
Yeah.
Which I thought Robert Kardashian and OJ might be.
I think Robert Kardashian, I don't know.
He's died.
Yeah.
We can't talk about him. We could talk about
this. No, I was about to unload,
oh,
too.
Oh, were you? Damn, you no chill with you, Dan. That's a trouble.
Yeah, that's true. I'm outrageous.
I just, his role, it's just, he's such a weepy girlfriend. You know who he is? He's Drake. That's who Robert Kardashian is. He's Drake. Who's winning right now? Okay, I'm your best friend, and I'm going to hug you in all the pictures. He's Drake.
Okay.
Yeah, Drake. You might as well call yourself Drake, Robert Kardashian.
Without any of the style or money.
With like five gray hairs in one spot on his head, which is so weird.
I thought it was funny that the Kardashian girls were all up in arms saying how much more handsome their father was than David Schwimmer.
They said that?
Yeah.
Those bitches, I swear. Seriously, like.
They're like, he was so much stronger and more handsome. It's like, what are you
it's
talking
about? It's a fucking TV show!
You don't come out your ass about Ross from Friends, first off.
So anyway, back to MMA here, Dan. Yoel Romero, you said he pissed hot. I saw that he was cleared of everything.
I have not seen that yet. Last I saw that he pissed hot, and then he blamed it on a tainted, what you call it, supplements.
Yeah, the supplements were tainted, excuse me, so it wasn't his, I don't think it was his fault. It was a contaminated substance, so he failed the drug test. But, I mean, it was contaminated. It wasn't, I don't think it was prohibited.
I think that's just what his manager has said so far.
I don't know.
There's nothing that has come out from anyone other than his manager. His manager stated that the contaminated supplement led to his failed drug test.
Then I don't know. I can't speak for what happened. I just saw that he was saying that it wasn't. I don't know. Dude, I don't know. Fuck these guys.
Yeah, I haven't seen that at all. Last thing I said was that he pissed hot, and they said that he was pissed off for a banned substance, and then Kawa came out and said that it was a tainted supplement that. A contaminated supplement that he took. He said, the substance has a label with a bunch of stuff on it. None of it is illegal to take. What he got popped for is not on the label, so obviously it's not his fault that he was popped for this. And that's what has come out. But nobody from the like USADA or UFC or anything like that has said that that's the case.
Oh, okay. So it's just hearsay.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, it's very possible. I mean, I'm not saying that that's not, you know, the case, but I'm just saying that the only person who has made that statement so far is his manager.
Okay, and then his other client, John Jones, just got pulled over again?
Yeah, like, I want to say January 31st, he got pulled over, and he's currently, as you know, on probation for the hit-and-run incident, and he was not to have any other incidents while on probation, and he was pulled over for not having a valid driver's license, no registration, and no proof of insurance.
Damn.
But from what I read yesterday, and I don't know definitively if this is the case, but he just got a fine and some added time on his probation. And
yeah.
And, there's going to be any fallout, really, from it.
Yeah. Because I'm assuming he's just got to still get all of those things.
pay for everything, but
how do you drive around without proof of insurance, registration, and a driver's license if you're on probation for driving related incidents?
Kind
of
dumb.
Dion, I think you could answer this question better than any of us.
I was going to say fucking dumb. You're just asking for it.
And then, of course, I want to give credit where credit is due to Mr. Showman for once. You were right on the money with Wonder Boy, Stephen Thompson.
Why were you so convinced that he wasn't going to win, or that Hendricks would win?
Well, because I think that Johnny Hendricks had only lost twice in his UFC career, once to Robbie Lawler on a slight, you know, decision, and then once to George St. Pierre, who I consider to be the best welterweight ever, on a razor-thin decision that a lot of people felt went his way. So I just didn't feel like Stephen Thompson was ready to take that next step. And plus, when you saw the pictures of Johnny Hendricks coming into the fight and how good a shape he was in and how much of a better and easier weight cut he had coming into this fight, I just thought that he would catch Wonder Boy either with a strike and then set up a takedown and take him down and finish him, or shoot a double leg and take him down. But, yeah, he looked lost in there with him.
Yeah, the two things. He didn't. He looked like he was more focused on his weight than the fight, I think. I don't know. Once again, he really did not look in that fight at all. He didn't look like his head was in it. He didn't, like, no confidence, nothing. And
yeah,
that wasn't even the reason why I picked him to lose. I picked him to lose because I thought Thompson can stand 10 feet away from you. You're going to see someone shooting from 10 feet away. So he is really good at in and out, and I don't know who's going to stop him. I mean,
yeah, his stand up is next level, man.
So yeah, he's like guys like him. I think Brandon Thatch. I think Tim Means. That 170 long, lanky, big, you know, over 6 foot welterweight, I think is going to dominate the division for the next few years.
That could very well be the case.
I think, and you know I love Robbie Lawler, but I definitely think he's on borrowed time right now.
And the thing about Robbie Lawler that leads me to believe that you're probably right about that is even in the fights where he wins, man, he gets hit a lot.
Yeah.
And I just don't think you can take that kind of punishment, extended punishment, from Stephen Thompson for that length of time and then come back and do your fifth-round heroics. I think if you get hit like that by him, you go to sleep.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not a hard puncher, but he's like Anderson. He's just so accurate that you're like,
oh, yeah.
Pop, pop, pop. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, you don't always have to be super heavy-handed to get someone out of there. You hit them with concise strikes, and it doesn't take much with those 4-ounce gloves. You put a couple shots on the chin, and that's it.
Yep. So.
And then last but not least, I'm and it's weird. You don't want to say you're happy to see this, but I see that Scott Jorgensen was cut by the UFC. Part of me is a little bit happy about that because I think that there's greener pastures out there for him. And I think that based on what he said in terms of wanting to just fight, you know what I mean, he'll have greater opportunities to do that now. So
yeah, I hope so. I hope wherever he goes he can fight 3-4 times a year or whatever.
For sure.
Like he wants to, and hopefully he gets picked up by Bellator, World Series of Fighting, ONE FC, whatever.
I would love to see him go to Bellator.
Hope so.
I do too, man.
I would like to see more shows from them, though, because I think there's a lot of fighters on their card now, and it's like, they're like, I want to get on the March card. You're like, really, a March card? How about, like, next week's card? Like, some of these guys want to fight, and a lot of these organizations aren't having as many fights as, or having as many events as they would like them to have, so.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that is, of course, Bellator has their huge event coming up with Dada 5000 and Kimbo Slice and then Shamrock Gracie 3, I guess it is, on the 19th. And then we heard today, earlier by our guest today, that he's fighting the following weekend on the Bellator card, right? So that means they're having back-to-back cards.
Well, let's put it this way, what I like about Bellator doing this. Dion, do you watch MMA? You ever come over here and watch MMA? Just be honest.
Have I ever watched it? I watched.
Do you watch MMA?
Yes.
Do you watch, Dion?
Yes.
You ain't got to lie, Dion.
You don't got to lie to kick it on the show. We covered that.
No.
No, you do not watch it. will you watch Ken Shamrock fight Hoist Gracie?
Yes.
Without even hesitation.
Yes, because that's Kenny.
Because that's Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock.
He's going to bring in viewers. The fact that he's lost so many fights in the last however many years it is, wrestling fans are still going to come and watch.
And plus, yeah, that's like the nostalgia factor. People just want to see, you know, Ken Shamrock and Hoist Gracie go again. But I just looked, and it looks like between now and April 4th, there's four or five Bellator cards. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, but again, there could be more.
Oh, sure. True. There could be more. But I think they're going three consecutive weekends, which is nice. I know they're going like the 19th of February, the 26th of February, and then like the 4th of March.
It's good.
Yeah.
I need it.
The more the better, especially if they can continue to add quality fighters to the roster, you know?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I would like to see Bendo versus Paul Daly at 170.
God, it would be so nice. They're putting together some nice talent on that. And if they get Sterling and they get Overeem or either or.
It won't be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, we're going to talk to a Bellator fighter here coming up in Kendall Grove.
Let's do it.
And hear what he has to say. And so stick around. Got a good show for you. And don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Crimson Canvas podcast. Evan Showman here, man Dan Rose, and on the air we have Kendall Grove, and you know this is going to be exciting when Kendall Grove is on. Kendall!
Showman, I like how you giggled before you said my fucking name.
Because...
You know, I'm an uneducated person from the middle of the Pacific, Hawaii. I really don't give a fuck, so let's do it.
Well, of course I'm going to laugh before I say your name, because every experience I've ever had with you has been pretty damn funny, except for one, which got a little serious.
It got real, you know, shit got real. Like, I don't blame nobody, but I'm not with the UFC anymore. It's not. I don't give a fuck. if you can't think of a speech, and if you can't handle what I'm saying, go fuck yourself.
That's fair.
Hey, are you on? No, I
got my headphones that my wife got me for fucking Christmas. My kids are trying to do their homework, and I'm over here yelling, fuck, fuck, fuck. But, I took my phone, you know. So, yeah, I'm 100% your guys' right now.
It's fucking great, man. Nothing's funny. You sound like me talking to my dog.
But my dogs are human beings.
So what the hell happened the time that your guys where it got real, Evan?
Well, had Kendall on our radio show, and it was Tap Out Radio, and Kendall fucking went off about the UFC and the Ultimate Fighter and kind of like what a farce it was. Just venting his frustrations. And, man, like within a half hour of the show, who was it? Joe Silva called and was like, what the fuck are you doing? And like, and he yanked him off of the card that he was like main eventing and put him on the undercard and shit. And it was like,
holy shit.
Fun times. No, I don't know. There's just sensitive people out there. I spoke the truth, but, you know, like in life, the truth hurts for some people, and they didn't like it, and Yeah, no, I overstepped. I don't know. I kind of overstepped my boundaries, but I didn't. And one thing led to another. I was supposed to main event the spike card, and then next thing you know, I'm off the card, and then next thing you know, I'm co-main event in the pay-per-view. I really didn't co-main event it, but Dana just threw me on as a filler, and I won either way, so.
Damn right you did.
There you go. Truth doesn't always set you free, does it?
Not really.
Not Kendall.
Not me. Evan kind of threw me on the bus there, but he didn't, you know. I take full responsibility on what I said, and you live with mistakes, or if you want to call it a mistake, and yeah.
I'd never throw you under the bus. Are you out of your mind?
I know. Just set me up a question, though. I wasn't thinking time bomb. I had a fight coming up, and everyone's like, I know what to tell him. He's an idiot.
Oh, my God. I love that. Evan set me up because he knows I'm a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
I'll kill everybody in this room.
Yeah, I will. Or I'll threaten everyone in the room, but I'm a pussycat. I won't do anything. I like to talk a big game, but I'm scared of I'm no mayhem, you know. I ain't trying to do time. I ain't trying to get my asshole raped in prison. I'm weak.
Oh, man. You know, it's...
Yeah, that's not a good situation.
No, I'm a good-looking man, you know. I'm tall, handsome, strapping. I go for a couple packs of cigarettes, man, in prison. So, like, I don't want that, man. I don't need that in my life right now.
I mean, I don't really know anybody that ever does, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know what Jason's doing. And Dan just told me that Jason just did some, I guess he's fighting again, and now he's, I don't know.
Yeah, he was on YouTube.
I love him. I love Mayhem because he kind of mentored me when I came up in the sport. He always looked out for me. We trained together. So I got a soft spot in my heart for Jason, and I think he's just getting a bad rap. And I don't know, man. You make your bed, you got to lay in it. And he's doing that, and I hope he bounces back. He's a good dude.
Speaking of making their bed and laying in it, you have been laying in your bed with your wife too much, all right?
I'm just getting married next room. It just, I don't pull out and where I should be pulling out. No, I got five beautiful children right now, and I got one more on the way. This is my last one. Wife gave me the ultimatum, like, okay, since I'm pregnant again, you need to get a vasectomy. I'm like, no. She's like, I'll get one when I retire. And she's like, okay, no sex for you. I'm like, I'm getting one right after my next fight. I actually fight on the February 26th. And on February 29th, my nuts is getting snipped. So that's going to be expensive. And I'm going to videotape it because I guess you got to be awake when they do it, which is fucking cruel. Because not only you're taking my manhood, I got to sit up and watch it while you take it. So,
listen. It's not like they're not like treating you like a dog where they're taking your balls. They're just severing the, you know, whatever the pipeline between your boys
yeah.
and swimming.
which is crazy because like. Where does your boys go now? Like, just your nuts just regurgitated back in your body, and then I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm scared, but I love my wife. You know.
I mean, it's like recycled air on the airplane. You know, I think it just looks for shit in your body. Like, oh, mayonnaise. Well, we could put that here. That's same color. She'll never know the difference.
Yeah,
that is a lovely thing to say.
No, but I fucked up. I Googled it, and then, you know, Google gives you, like, the worst response, like, worst case scenarios every time. Like, you Google vasectomy, and then shit will pop up, like, oh, that's the worst thing. That, like, you get the 1% of people that it goes wrong, like, where they start balding. They start fucking gaining weight. They fucking, I don't know, man. I'm kind of scared. I'm hope I'm not that 1%.
Dude, the internet is the worst, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to look up medical procedures before you get them.
Yeah, I know, but I fucked up. I did. I was scared, but I don't know. My wife's going to have to live with me after that one, though.
Well, yeah, it's scary shit.
Yeah. You did this to me!
Evan, did you have that done?
Did I have one? No, I didn't. I was just...
Oh,
I'm not,
it sounded like
not an the I'm not an animal like Kendall.
Yeah. Like, have my child. Have one more. Have 10 more.
Yeah,
that's
no,
why I got to keep on fighting, man. I can't retire, man. I got to put these... little bastards to college, man. That's why I'm trying to put them in sports now. Like, come on, help your dad out, man. Because if they got my brain, hopefully they have my wife's brain. Because my wife is smart as hell. And she is. And I'm not just saying that because she's my wife, but, like, she's one of the smartest, wittiest persons I know. And I hope they pull that side. And, like, looking at my kids now, like, yes, they do. I'm in dirt, though. I can't spell it. Like, thank God for smartphones. If I didn't have my smartphone, I couldn't. I wouldn't have an Instagram. I wouldn't have a Twitter. And, like, I do fuck up. I have to have it. Evan helped me out. There's a Twitter where I just, like, I don't care. Like, but it's just funny how there's grammar police on the internet that like to call you out on it.
You say the funniest shit sometimes, and of course I'm gonna text you and be like, "Yo, what the fuck are you talking about?" You're like, "Fuck this, fuck you." Evan.
No, but in my head, I'm Google, and then Evan calls me and bursts my bubble, like, "Dude, you know you spelled that wrong." Like, what,
Evan?
It's too late. It's too late. Everyone's seen it. And then I go, I refresh it, and then everyone's like, oh, you stupid fuck, like, learn how to spell. I'm like, okay, sorry, grammar police, like, fuck, I'm a fighter. Like, I don't judge other fighters upon my dumb ass, but this, like Josh Thompson got degrees. Like, there's a lot of fucking fighters that went to college, got degrees, just haven't didn't enjoy fighting, you know? It just happened. I was dumb as fuck, and fighting was my only option. And I didn't want to work construction, you know? So, like, it's like I hit the lotto with fighting. I just so happened I was good at it. I can, like, take a punch to a face sometimes, but, like, I'm pretty good at that thing called jiu-jitsu, you know? And it got me pretty far in life. But other than that, I kind of like fucking with people on the internet, though. They're idiots.
They are.
Fun, though. Like, right? Right? But, it's fun. People take that shit way too serious. Way too serious.
Absolutely.
Like, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started with the Kardashians. Those fucking hookers. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. Fuck it. I just opened the door for that one. Like, okay. How much every guy that was in their life is ruined, right?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a Kardashian curse.
Yeah. Reggie Bush. Fuck. Like, yeah, no, yeah. Like, he was one of the greatest, and he's ruined. Like, where is he now?
Yeah, he's fucked. What about Lamar Odom?
Oh, man, I don't even get started with that crackhead.
Yeah, that's Lamar Odom's fucked.
Yeah. He was fucked at getting fucked.
Yeah.
No. And then it's crazy because she wanted to divorce him. And when he made news, then all of a sudden she wants to try and work on it. Why? Because she's trying to do a spin-off show or something. Guaranteed, guaranteed. And then you got it's gonna kill together. Look at that fucking train wreck of person. He was an Olympic alley, and then look at him now, like, just confused. He's a girl, but he didn't have the balls to cut off his balls. Makes no sense.
And he didn't. Like,
there's no coming back from it, brother. You're done.
Yeah, once you get your balls taken, you're done. And the thing, I think we even discussed this on the show, like, he has no interest in getting rid of his dick, and he's not gay. He's just...
What?
Yeah. I don't know what he is, really.
Wait, yeah, he doesn't... He's not going to get rid of his dick?
Well, we had this conversation.
Yeah, I guess he likes banging chicks still. Which is weird, because he wants to be a chick.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, man.
So he's a... Used to be a dude.
He is a dude.
Now wants to be a chick.
No, he's just a dude.
But technically still a dude.
He's just a dude.
But he wants to rail chicks.
Yeah.
As chicks.
But he wants to be pretty, I guess. But he doesn't realize he still has a man face. So being pretty is out of the question, you know? I can't make this shit up.
Man, poor Kardashians. And what about Chris Humphries? That guy, he fucking lost his career in a Kardashian vagina also.
Kind of, sort of. I think he's still playing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, look at OJ.
He didn't even bang a Kardashian. He was just friends with a Kardashian.
You don't have to bang him to have the curse rub off him.
I think that's Khloe's dad. Let's be real. That's Khloe's dad.
Who, OJ?
OJ.
The juice.
The juice.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe. I mean...
I like it. It's possible. I'm not ruling it out.
Kendall seems to have a good beat on everything. He can't spell, but he knows shit.
I know shit. Don't fuck with me. I can't spell it, but I know it.
One of the funnier times, Dan, is that he was with Matt Serra, and I thought I didn't know if he was joking or what, but his autocorrect corrected him, because he said he was with Matt the Terror Serra. You know, that's his nickname, the Terror. And it fucking autocorrected to the Terrier.
Yeah. So he changed his name from the... Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, but my point is, I was looking out for you. I'm like, yo, is this serious? Like, are you joking with him, calling him a terrier because he's small? Or are you just getting boned right now, you know?
Yeah, so. autocorrect's fault. I blame it all on
that. Holy shit.
Smartphone's my ass.
Dude, Kendall Grove might just be fucking onto something here.
Hey! No matter how smart your phone, it can't fix your dumbness. That's what I figured out.
I just Googled Khloe and OJ just to see what happened.
Yeah.
And there's a story in OK Magazine that says Robert Kardashian thought that Khloe's real father was OJ Simpson.
Boom! Boom! I'm onto something. Don't fuck with me.
And then you look at Radar Online. Khloe Kardashian is daughter of O.J. Simpson. Who is Khloe Kardashian's real father? Many people feel O.J. Simpson. Look at you. Just busting it.
Word.
I guess we're like the new TMZ.
Kendall Grove, ladies and gentlemen.
No, my shit. See, I hate that show. I despise that show. But my wife watches it. And, like, I'll be over there like, what the fuck, like, I was just there, and she don't give a fuck, because she sits there and watches all my shit. So when it's her time, I think it's Wednesdays or Thursdays, it comes on, so I gotta watch this shit. And then I start getting into it. Like, into it to where, like, you dumb fucks, right? I'm hating them even more. I just want to punch them in the face. And then my wife probably gets up, does something, and I'm glued to the TV, stuck. Like, becoming more dumber by the second watching this shit. But yeah.
Okay.
Reality TV.
Have you seen that new show, Evan?
Ruined America.
No, have I seen the dude? Hey, this is a slippery slope, Kendall. Don't start getting into reality TV. This is what did last time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know. I love Viacom.
Yeah. Okay, look, and don't hold this against me, but I don't know who Khloe Kardashian, like what she looks like. Okay.
What?
I don't follow those stupid people. Like, if you saw my tweet the other day, I said my son asked me how did Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian get famous, and I was like, you know, what am I gonna say? They suck someone's dick on camera to my 13-year-old? No. So
you sound
like
the birds and the bees on the internet for the whole world to see.
So I'm Googling her now. She doesn't look like she has OJ in her. Oh, she get a nose job?
But OJ wasn't in her. OJ was in her mom.
Yeah.
I know,
Who knows?
I'm saying she doesn't look like she's got any black.
I'm reading this story on this website called Hustlers. I don't know if it's a legitimate site or not. But it says OJ Simpson admits being Khloe Kardashian's biological father.
There it is.
It said that he was quoted in a statement saying, "Man, I really don't give a fuck anymore. I'm in jail for God knows how long. I might as well say it. I am Khloe Kardashian's biological father. I have nothing to hide."
There it is.
But he didn't. Yeah. He didn't admit to the killings.
Well, that's because he's innocent to that, Evan. Don't be crazy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. Okay. He did admit to it. He wrote that book, If I did it. But then when he lost the civil suit and he didn't want to pay, who is the Robert Goldman's dad got the rights to it, and he published the book, and he got all the profits from it, and but OJ wrote it like pretty much detailing everything. OJ's a sick fuck though. I hope he's getting ass raped to death in prison.
He's not looking so good. Okay, so now I'm looking at the sisters next to each other, and I got to say that Khloe Kardashian is about 8 inches taller than Kim Kardashian, and that's hard to have the same father.
That's the juice.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
the juice was loose, so to speak.
So, I don't know. I'm not a geneticist. I can't figure this out. I can't tell that she did get a nose job, though.
We're going to need some DNA, and we'll get to the bottom of this.
At least Kendall knows that all of his children are his. All of them.
Yeah. All of them. 100%.
How many bedrooms do you have?
DNA. Huh?
How many,
What are you doing?
How many bedrooms do you have in your house?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4.
So they're doubling up in a couple of rooms.
Yeah, my son got his own room. My dad got his own room. Me and my wife got our own room. And the girl, all my four daughters have their own room. And, but, as you know, all my stuff keeps my bed. Doing cough blockers, straight cough blockers, which is good, I think. But it doesn't matter not because my wife's pregnant, you know.
Well, time for a I think you need a bigger boat. Man, that's just bananas to me. Just there's so many kids, and they're gonna start having kids, and you're gonna be that grandpa one day. That's just like, fuck. You know what? Just let me sit here. Just let me sit here. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah. Well, not
a lot
really.
Of responsibility.
You got those Whippets in Kansas, Duggars. Well, how much kids have you got? But come to find out, they're producing rapists. like their own brothers and sisters. What the fuck, man? There's some crazy people in this world.
It's true, there are.
There are different levels of crazy, but... you know, we've been watching The People versus O.J. Simpson. See, that's good television. I mean, it's bad, but it's good. But I can't.
It's very compelling.
I can't get into that reality shit. Like my wife, I'll walk into the room and she's watching The Kardashians, and I'm like, "What are you doing? Like, why?
Well, there's good reality TV and then there's shit reality TV.
Yeah.
Good reality TV is like Survivor and like cooking shows.
And the Office of Fighter when it was on Spike, the first 4 seasons. You know, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, the Kardashian stuff, I don't understand how people can watch that. And that new show, Cocktails with Khloe, that literally looks like the worst thing I've ever seen.
The words of the great Robbie Lawler, the Kardashians are garbage. Garbage.
It's true.
We're fucking retards for, like, I admit it, I'm a retard because I get caught up in it. I get caught up in it, like, to see them fail. Look at, I don't know, man. The devil came back and his name was Kris Jenner.
The shit that trips me out is why are so many people on this planet so concerned about like what other people are doing, like for real, like when you truly don't give a fuck, like I truly don't give a fuck about anything except for my kid and my dog, maybe, you know.
So well, and your wife, right?
She's all right, but you know. If like to be emotionally invested in like other people's drama is just really, really weird to me.
And they make
millions off of these shows.
That's the thing that's so fucking troubling is how much money they make.
Yeah, like so heavy.
It is bizarre.
Kendall, you should probably, you should go to Bellator and tell them to make a reality series just on you at home. I mean, that's all the Kardashians are doing, and I'm sure it would be just as interesting with 6 kids running around.
Yeah, I watch my own kids. I ain't got nannies.
I'm just saying.
I like it. I would watch that show. If they had a reality show just following Kendall around, I would watch that.
I'm the definition of a man's father. You know, I'm a fucking, you know. And I'm I watch my own kids. I take them to school. I wake up early in the morning. I take them to school. I make sure they eat, you know, cereal, of course. Maybe heat up their, toast their bagel for them. Make them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Make them home lunch if they want, you know.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not hard. You just gotta do it. That's life, right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
No, there's no secret to it. Yeah, motherfuckers. And I'm doing it with fucking about to be 6. You guys cry with 1.
Hey, I ain't complaining about nothing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I know. But the people do complain. Like, so, how do you do it? Because I do it. I made them. They got to eat. I got to teach them. And I teach them some random weirdo talking about GMO and fucking the unvaccinated kids. Like, nah. My kid, I don't know. Don't give a shit for that shit.
Oh, shit. Don't get you started. Don't get you stopping because this shit is just fantastic.
No. Okay. There's this fucking, I wasn't there, but my wife tells me, okay, they're at a beach park and my wife's leaving. And then my twins, who are 2 years old, about to turn 3 this month, but they're like 2.5 at the time. Like, they're wearing their slippers, like, you guys call them flip-flops or thongs, whatever the hell you weirdos call them. Anyways, we call them slippers here on the island. But they're wearing their slippers, and my wife is like, okay, let's go shower. So they're rinsing off the sand, and then one of my daughters, one of my twins take off their slippers and in the shower, and then this weird fucking white lady that's from the mainland, we call them Hausi, you know, foreigners, that uprooted from the mainland and lives here now. It's like hippie-ish, the whole no GMO, unvaccinated, whatever. And if that's your thing, that's your thing. I'm not knocking you for that, but don't shove it down my throat, you know. Yeah, she has a son, fucking a little bit older, grabs my daughter's slippers, and my wife's like, okay, whatever, I'm just walking. And then my daughter, who takes pride in her shit, she never found me my slippers, and she's over there telling the kid, oh, can I have my slippers back? And she, the boy just grabs her and starts running around. And the mom is over there watching this and not doing shit about it. And then my wife is, and my wife, like, obviously, she doesn't care but at this point because she's taking care of all the other kids. And then when my daughter started getting upset, and, like, I teach her, like, hey, go up there and fucking crack them in the face and tell them to give shit back. That's just me. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself, you know? And I'm not going to let, like, random idiots fucking bully my kids. You know what I mean? And so, anyways, the boy doing this, and then finally my wife gets done. And then, it's a long story, but long story short, my wife is like, hey, can I have my daughter's slippers back? She's been asking for it, and you're not doing nothing about it. And then the son starts crying. My wife does this to the mom. And then the mom's over there like, oh, like, and he starts crying. My wife's like, give me my daughter's slippers back. She kind of turns to the boy. He's like 4 years old. Like, give me my daughter's slippers back. And he runs up to the mom crying. Oh. And my wife looks at the lady and like, hey, can I have my fucking daughter's slippers back? Like, she's like, come on. Like, what's up? Hey, and then the fucking bitch has the nerve to tell my wife, well, can you let him give it back? Because he's kind of upset. My wife looks at her like, give the fucking daughter's slippers back, you fucking idiot. And she just reaches up, grabs it out of the kid's hand, and rips it out of her hand. Out of his hand. I'm like, people have the balls nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and they wonder why they get punched in the face, because they're fucking idiots. Like going back to, like, every kid's a winner. No, fuck that. I teach my kids there's winning and losing. You lose, you fucking get better, you work harder, and you come back and you avenge that loss, you know? Like, the hell, if they're going to get a participation trophy, I'll slap that shit right out of my kid's hand. But I believe in that. That's what made America strong. But now, that's why it's becoming a bunch of pussies.
Yeah,
it's true.
Because you got all these little kids that going out, oh, we're all winners. And when they get into the real world, and they fail at something, and they're like, oh, no, but I'm a winner. No, motherfucker, you're a loser. And then they want to shoot up something. They want to kill because they don't have their way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell
so,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's true.
Goddamn right, Kendall. Kendall Grove keeping it real on the Crimson Canvas podcast, hey. I'd say.
This could be keeping it real goes wrong.
Keeping it real only goes wrong if you mess in with a fighter, like it almost happened that one time we were in Vegas. I was going to tell that story on the show, but I think it's... Let's just put it this way for you listening people. Kendall Grove almost killed a man in Vegas, but luckily we were there to stop, and it was before his first UFC fight, and some guy came up, and Kendall was like, yo, you better get out of my goddamn face right now, or shit's going to get real in a hurry. And
sometimes no, but, people got to find out.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like, what gives you the right to come up to a, I mean, like, I respect the fact that, okay, you support me. You want to see me win. Like, you're a fan. You know, I hate being a fan, but you're, like, a supporter of me. If you want to see me do good, but I don't get what gives these people the right to just walk up to me just because, you know, you see me on TV. Like, yeah, that's the strange thing with reality TV. It's because crazy motherfuckers that get participation trophies can, like, you know, like, oh, I know him, like, you know, like, I have the right, I pay $60 to watch him on TV. I have the right to go up to him and whatever. And, like, just disrespectful. Like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't get it. Like, and they wonder why. And then when we, like, fighting for our space, our, like, our God-given right, like, yo, bro, you're too close.
You're too close, bro.
And then you start choking up. And then you're the asshole. Like, hey, wait a minute. This guy came up to me fucking, you know, weird thing. He's going to date with me. They, like, fucking put some shit in my water, and then next thing I know, I'm waking up with a dick in my ass. You know, like, what the fuck? Like, there's crazy people out there, dude. There's a point in time where I got addicted to watching Special Victims Unit, like SVU, Law and Order.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously I got kids, so I started getting into that just to see how sick fucking people get. So now I'm fucking paranoid. My kids can play outside only if I'm outside watching them. Because some random motherfuckers can come out and grab my kids, and I could never see them again, you know, and do some weird fucked up shit. And, like, that's how, like, when I was growing up, fine. My mom would be out in summertime. I would go outside, and I wouldn't come home till 6 in the morning. I'd be knocking on my friend's door. Let's go play. Let's go ride a bike. But not as long as I came home before the street lights came on, I was good. Nowadays, you can't have that because there's so much sick motherfucking pedophiles out there that you never know, you know? And you got to be cautious.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's true.
I like how you watch SVU, though, to get, like, your grasp on what these sickos do.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dun, 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 oh. Dun, 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 dun. And I just took it to head.
Yeah, you gotta watch shit, man. People, there's a lot of fucking crazy people out there.
I know, I got a child, man. Fucking, you don't fuck with my kid, and you'll be good.
I don't have a kid, but I have a dog, and if someone fucks with that dog, it's gonna go down.
That's right. But we were in Vegas. I was actually started telling Dion the story last night, and then who knows what the hell happened. But we were all at Vegas, and Mr. Rogers came up to you. Like, he found out Kendall was in a fighter, and he just got all, like, started trying to talk pigeon. And Kendall's like, yo, bro, get the fuck out of my face. Like, please. And Kendall's not drinking. Everyone's drinking, except me, because I don't drink. But he's not drinking. Everyone's having a good time. Kendall's like, fuck, I can't drink. I think he was about to fight Alan Belcher. And then this guy comes up, and we're with about 4 or 5 other fighters that have fought in the WEC, have fought in the UFC. Rude Boy was there. Dave Terrell was there. And Mr. Rogers comes up because he hears Kendall talking. And suddenly he's like, oh, well, me and this guy are best friends because I've been to Hawaii once. And he's like, hey, brah. Yeah. Hey, brah. I'm not exaggerating either, Dan. Like, this dude just came up and started talking crazy shit. And he had, like, that 80s look, like, with the shaved neck beard. Like,
yeah.
And the curly hair, but a little mullet. And then he was wearing – Kendall's calling him Mr. Rogers because he was wearing a sport coat with those pads on the
– on the elbows?
On the elbows.
On the shoulder. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And he's like, yo, Mr. Rogers, get the fuck out of here. Or you're going to – I think he said you're going to catch some cracks. And then he was like, oh, shit. Like, he knew what that meant. I mean, and he got the fuck out. And that was that. But he got in the middle of all this stupidity right at the same time. Oh, and Mayhem was with us, of course. And
there you
and
go.
Shit went down because someone started, like, was, like, trying to hit on – his girlfriend at the time. And so it's like Mayhem, Kendall, Dave Terrell, Rude Boy, like a bunch of bad, bad people. And the least bad people there are me and Ryan.
Yeah, no shit, really?
And we, I mean, so a glass was flying in the air, and, like, Kendall's like, yeah, fuck that. Like, he didn't care that he had a fight. So I'm like, trying to get Kendall to not fight. Like, dude, you got to fight. Nah, fuck that. Like, he's just mad. And I'm just like, and you just kind of take a step back and go, these assholes were like, I'm going to get in a bar fight in Vegas with some pussy and tell a story about it. Like, dude, you almost got fucked up by 3 guys in the UFC.
That's not going to be a good story.
No, that story ends bad for those guys.
That story goes like this, and I was hitting on this chick, and, you know, and then her stupid-ass boyfriend threw a glass, and then I woke up in the hospital, and all my shit was broken.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
Dumbass.
And the thing is, you know what they missed? By 5 minutes, these guys, they got booted out. But 5 minutes, they wound up missing Coleman and Phil Baroni walking up. It's like, they couldn't have gone...
Good Lord.
Like, yeah, that could have been worse because they had zero tolerance for idiots.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God. Baroni and Coleman, man?
Yeah. I love those two guys. Brawny was my first mentor. Like, he's the one. He used to beat the living piss out of me. But I just kept on coming back like a retard. And he was he never gave me the time of day. But I was the only one coming back, helping him for his Matt Lindland fight. His second one, I think. And then I'm a regular stance guy. And then I had to stand southpaw the whole time. I swear, I'm retarded because of that guy, because he gave me a concussion almost every time I sparred. Now looking back at it. And but I got that guy's back 100%, vice versa. So if he was there, like, I've seen him snap at guys, like where his brain just clicks over to, like, nothing, and he's ready to go. And I was like, thank God. And Coleman's the godfather, you know? Like, you don't fuck with Coleman, because he'll headbutt the fuck out of you. On top of having that NCAA pressure. So that's just a scary motherfucker in general, no matter now or 15 years ago, you know? You guys are beasts.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, for
and
sure.
And there was two guys that, and I think I remember he was said to Jason, he was like, I'll fuck you up, man. He said it to Mayhem. I'm like, oh, my God. And then Dave Terrell was with us wearing his Avengers T-shirt. Like, we couldn't have looked like a bigger group of goons. Brittany Skye was with us. We're just like, duh. And then just out of all the people to fuck with in all of Las Vegas, you're going to fuck with seven professional fighters with very short fuses, two of which are Hawaiians.
It's that liquid courage, man.
That'll do it.
Yeah,
you take a few shots, you're Superman.
they had no idea. That guy right now probably has a couple of kids and a wife and thinks he's a badass, you know, and stuff. He's never been in a fight in his life. He doesn't know.
Little does he know what would have happened if he would have fucking got froggy.
Yeah. And, I mean, Dan, this is no joke. Like, the police came and removed him and started taking pictures with Kendall and pictures with Coleman, like, because they were like, Kendall just won the show.
Yeah. Fucking people don't know, man. They don't. They just assume that they're tough, and they look at somebody and assume that that other person's not. And there's been, I'm sure there's a ton of situations where guys just barely escaped fucking colossal ass beatings.
I know.
Like, in situations like that. They don't know. Even to this day, they probably still don't know how fucking close they came to sticking their dick in the bear trap.
That's right. And let me tell you something, man. I'm not small by any stretch. I'm a decent sized person, and Kendall is a lot bigger than me. Especially, he's like Dhalsim from fucking Street Fighter with his long ass limbs. Like, could hit you from 15 feet away. And he's probably the last person I'd be like, I'm gonna fuck with that guy right now.
Yeah, that just doesn't make sense.
And you know what happened out of all of it? Kendall wound up spilling a water on his pants right where his dick was.
Looks like I pissed myself.
So he had to walk around like he pissed himself.
That always happened on the regular, though.
Oh, shit. All right, man. Hey, we got to get you going here. I know you got shit.
I'm trying to stay on as long as I can, but I definitely got to go because my daughter's over here. Daddy, you got to help. I need help with my homework. And, like, I can't even do first grade homework.
Daddy, I need help with my homework. Dude. Can you get somebody that can do it?
Mom will be home soon.
I know. Yeah, my wife is working, so I'm like, freaking out. Cause, like, the school system's got this Common Core math. Which is the dumbest shit.
That is dumb shit.
Oh, my God. Like, why?
Yeah, like, it's like, not...
You got algebra coming up. That's fucking crazy, too. And then now you just want to confuse my kids even more? The best is my wife was like, fuck. Yeah, I'm over here snapping because I helped her one time. And my wife was like, no, it's all wrong. It's all wrong. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, tell your fucking teacher... you're going to do it this way because in life, this is how you do it. And fuck yeah. That didn't go over well.
My wife sure was
like, shut up. Yeah, she's like, shut up, idiot.
Oh, those parent-teacher meetings must be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they love me. I work at my daughter's school part-time. And, yeah, crazy. I work at a fucking elementary school part-time. When I'm not fighting, they'll call me every once in a while. They need help. So I got to go fucking regulate on some fucking five to eight-year-olds.
Oh,
kids
man,
getting nuts. I got to put them in their place. But, no.
You got to...
But, no, hey, thank you for letting me be on this show. I don't mind being on any time. If you want me to be controversial and, like, talk shit, I'm bound. Call me up. You know my number, Showman. And,
yeah, man.
But
anytime.
I love you guys. Evan, you're the man, Evan. Fucking thank you.
Yes, you are my brother, Kendall. You know that.
Everybody watch my fight February 26th. Hopefully it's on TV. If not, fuck it. You guys might hear about it. You might see it on Instagram.
If not, fuck it.
Yeah. But I'm going up against a Novo Niao Black Belt, Kiko French. And should be fun, man. And you know me, I always come to fight. And yeah, thank you guys for all the support. And word up, Hawaiian in the heart.
Hey, what's your Instagram? What's your Twitter, Facebook? Where can people find you?
My Instagram is Kendall Grove MMA, and my Twitter is Kendall Grove MMA too. So follow me.
Follow him. Believe me.
Right on.
It is worth it just for the spelling alone, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys will get a kick of how I spell shit. So.
All right.
That's fun.
Cool.
All
that's
right. Thanks,
show.
Guys.
All right, Kendall.
Boom.
Hey. Thanks, Kendall.
Yo.
Fuck off.
All right.
All right. Late.
That's our show, guys. We'll see you next time. And holy moly, that was a show.